The Green Divas love food. Organic, local, fresh, whole, delicious food. Here now is another Green Diva foodie file.
Well, hello.
Hey, Gina.
How are you?
We missed you.
I missed you guys, too. I wish I could have been here for all the fun.
She's
earlier.
A party girl, man. It's all those holiday parties. What are you going to do?
No, jeez.
Well, I'm glad you made it in because selfishly, also, you brought some goodies with you.
Of course. Why would I come empty-handed for Christmas?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've been looking forward to this since your post.
I hope so.
And this is what we're going to talk about today. Is yes. Each of us have done a DIY foodie gift.
Yes.
And I think Gina's is pretty darn cool. Well, and I actually haven't tried it yet. That's funny.
I know. Well, we're enjoying your foodie gift right now. So, I mean,
it's handle so much
exactly.
chocolate.
I know. But when you have time,
yes.
you'll get to try it. But for my foodie gift, I made my own chocolate bark.
Yes. Tell people what chocolate bark is.
Yes. So basically what you're doing is you're buying good quality chocolate, depending on your taste. But you want a mix of like semi-sweet, depending on if you want it more milk-based or
right.
if you want dark.
Darker. Yeah. More
and,
cacao.
Yes. And what you're doing is you're basically making your own bars per se, but you're adding nuts and you're adding dried fruit. And then once it solidifies, you don't even need to bake it. Once it solidifies, you just break it up and you make pieces of bark.
I love it. Yeah. So you can really get, I love that you can customize these. So you made,
exactly.
you made what, you know, G.D. Mizar's favorite stuff and a sort of Mediterranean style to,
uh-huh.
to match her whatever background. And
yes.
And then for me, you made my special.
I
nuts,
did.
Peanut butter. Why didn't we bring any up? What were we thinking?
It's okay. You get to. We'll try downstairs.
Okay.
But what I did is, I remember Mizar loves figs. Well, you
yes.
love figs too.
Yeah.
But
you also know that I don't like fruit mixed with my chocolate.
Yes.
Really.
Yes. You like it very sweet like that. So, what I did is for Mizar, she likes a mix of milk and dark. So
yes.
I did a pretty basic ratio because you want to use about 16 ounces of chocolate regardless.
Okay.
And then you switch around the measurements depending on if you want it more milk-based or dark.
Okay.
So
okay.
for her, I did like 8 ounces of dark, 6 ounces of milk, and then the rest semi-sweet just to kind of hold it all
yep.
together.
Yep.
And then for her, what it is, you melt it on the stove with some butter.
Oh,
and
no.
Then after there's no more chunks because you're using like chocolate chips or chocolate
yeah.
chunks.
Right.
What you do is you smooth it out onto a surface with either
like a wax paper or parchment paper.
Anything like
yeah.
that is
okay.
great. Grease it a little bit too. I
yep.
would.
Yep.
And then you add whatever toppings you want. So for Mizar, I candied some almonds and then I added fig.
Nice.
And then for you.
I'm going to try hers too.
Yeah, sure. Well, it is here. Mizar. So for yours, you said you like milk chocolate.
I do.
So I did a more milk chocolate base because I did 10 ounces of milk and then 4 ounces of a dark and then 2 ounces of semi-sweet.
Mm.
And then while that was going and kind of getting all the lumps and bumps out of that with some butter on the stove,
Yum.
Made my own peanut butter concoction with about a half a cup, I believe, of peanut butter and then a couple ounces of semi-sweet chocolate. So it solidifies
yep.
like the chocolate. And then you lay out the chocolate on the parchment paper and then you swirl the peanut butter in it.
Oh, it looks pretty too.
Thank you.
And there's peanuts.
Yep. And I did roasted unsalted peanuts to
I
accent
like that.
That.
Yeah.
So that recipe is posted on as well.
Yeah. And then, like, keeping with the chocolate theme, because you
yes.
inspired me.
Yes.
I kind of concocted, I was inspired by a vegan hot cocoa mix I found, but I really spiked it. And you know who really inspired me? It was David Avocado Wolf, our friend David
Oh,
Wolf.
David.
Right?
Yeah.
He's like the chocolate man.
He's awesome.
And, you know, I think he was recently down in Peru or something. I think
mm-hmm.
he took a group of people down there. And so I made this an extraordinary, which you're drinking right now.
This, I'm not even kidding you, is the best I've had. It's so rich and sweet and just, but it's not overpowering.
It's kind of special.
It's really special.
Well, and I don't even usually like hot cocoa, but mm-hmm. I made this, you know, vegan recipe also for my sister who's
mm-hmm.
Dairy free.
Yep.
And it's all gluten free and everything. it's got some special ingredients like cayenne pepper, which you never would guess.
No.
But it just offsets, and there's a little bit of sea salt.
It adds depth to the taste. Yeah, I think that's so. What it does. It gives it a more complexity that you wouldn't find in like a Swiss Miss.
You would think
mix,
we
you know?
Were talking about wine here, right?
Oh, it's so good.
And there's also maca powder in there, which is a really powerful.
What is maca powder?
Maca is some wonderful Incan, Mayan, I don't know which one.
One of those South, like Central South American.
Yeah, like those superfoods from, you know.
Like chia seeds is a superfood.
It's a superfood that's supposed to be super healthy. And I wish I could tell you exactly why.
You can later in your post.
I can in the post, mm-hmm. which I'm going to do. So by the time this podcast comes out, people will know.
Yes.
How to get there.
Oh, it's so good. This is, and it doesn't seem like it'd be that difficult to make once you have all the ingredients.
Once you have all the ingredients, and they're not, and I didn't cheap out. Like, I bought that really high-end cacao powder.
And you can taste that. You can taste the difference.
Raw organic from that Navita, what is the name of the company? Again, it'll be on the post.
It'll be on the post, yeah.
But it's all organic, raw, super high-end. Mm-hmm. And I even bought vanilla powder, which I have not seen, but I've heard about. And yes. I kind of went out and looked for it. Oh, my God. It's like buying, you know, gold flakes.
It is.
But it's perfect in something like this. And you don't have mm-hmm. to use a lot of it.
No, a little goes a long way
so
for
I
stuff
just,
like this.
You know, you put all the ingredients in a big, I used a big stainless steel bowl.
Yeah.
And then I have some great mason jars mm-hmm. that are colorful.
Look how cute this looks.
Oh, I know. And I put a couple of vegan marshmallows in the
top.
Yes,
make a little special.
And I put the, Mary made the cards. And the little card on the top lid tells you, you know, how to make it.
Yes.
And I happen to use an almond coconut milk. And which is actually pretty low fat and so rich and delicious.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, is it makes it thick but naturally. Because don't you hate when you have hot cocoa or something and just watery? You know, this
yeah.
is just
Oh,
great.
No, this is like crazy delicious for yep. a vegan. Like you wouldn't eat. Oh, my gosh.
Very special. So, I'm so blessed. Thank you so much.
Well,
for
so
this.
Am I. Thank you, G.
Aww.
I hope you have a wonderful holiday.
You too. Enjoy your bark. Tell me how it is.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go right downstairs and try it, too.
Great, great.
Everyone, bye-bye. Have a nice holiday.
Hope you're hungry. For more easy and delicious recipes and even more foodie information, go to thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.